If you have a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard the horse on the right side, right-hand side, call a little special? Have you ever heard of lead horse?
Yeah, I've heard of the lead horse.
Maybe you just heard of it or didn't know what it was?
I didn't know what it was, I just heard of it.
Okay. And say this expression. If something's right, not right near at hand, you say it's just over. It's not close by, it's just a little
farther.
Okay. Or if you've been traveling and you've not yet finished where you've got to go to, you still got to go.
Long way to go.
And if somebody's looking for something, it's a very common thing. I might say, well, you don't have to look anywhere special for that. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if I slip and fall down and fall this way, you say I fell
backwards.
Fall that way, fell.
Fall.
What about if a teacher is getting on to a little boy and he doesn't understand? He might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Or if I accidentally step on somebody's rake out of his yard and break it, and I was apologizing for it, he might say, well, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. What about, say if a little child was just crying, and you wanted to know why, you might ask him what the problem was, and he might say, well, my friend had a whole lot of candy and he didn't give me
any.
What would you call these trenches that were cut out by a fly? Have you ever heard about furrows?
Yeah, I've heard of furrows.
Okay. And say if a farmer expects to get a good yield, he'd say, we raised a big
crop.
Okay. If I have a piece of land that's got a lot of trees and bushes on it, and I want to put it to cultivation, you'd say I did what to it to get into the bushes and all along?
Ditched it.
Alright, ditched it or?
Plowed it.
Okay. You cleared it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Make the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You'd say that part?
Cleared it.
Have you ever heard people around here call a piece of land that's just been cleared anything?
Strip of land.
Okay. Have you ever heard of new ground?
Yeah.
Call a piece of land that's just been cleared anything? Say if a farmer just cut his hay off the field for the first time and it comes back up again the second time right after that, is that called being thrown in the kitchen?
I don't know.
You ever heard of second cutting, second cross? And heard of
that? Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if a farmer's got to go in a field, or a field of beans or something like that, a crop that comes up even though he didn't plant it? Maybe like he's got a couple of stalks of corn in there he didn't plant. Have you ever heard that called anything?
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer crop? Something came up volunteer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any idea whether there's any weeds that have been growing in this area? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me just ask you this, if you've heard this kind of stuff. After a farmer cuts his wheat, you say he tied it up into a
bundle.
Okay. Do you have any idea whether you could take those bundles and put them together to make something bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word shock used that way? Shock of wheat? He's shocking wheat?
I've heard of shelking.
Of what?
Shelk.
What does that mean?
Well, it's, you know, that's, you know, what you do to corn when you get the things out when you shelf the corn and
yeah.
You know it's just the corn on
it. I see.